This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Over the winter, residents here in Washington, D.C. learned that their drinking water is contaminated with potentially dangerous amounts of toxic lead. Thousands of children under the age of 6 and pregnant women were warned not to drink tap water. Public officials knew about the problem for years, but did little to warn the public or clean up the water. Residents and members of Congress want to know why. In the first of two stories, NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports that Washington, D.C. serves as a cautionary tale for drinking water in cities across the country.
Now, this is a curious picture. An angry band of citizens is marching right in the heart of the capital of the most powerful nation in the world. They're demonstrating along Pennsylvania Avenue between the U.S. Capitol and the White House. But their chant sounds like something you'd expect to hear in a developing country. The basic facts are simple. Executives at the local water company, which is called WASA, discovered at least 3 years ago that a lot of the drinking water in Washington, D.C. was contaminated with lead. They discovered last year that two-thirds of the homes they tested had lead above the federal limit. But most people will tell you, we never heard any warnings. That is, not until the Washington Post ran an exposé earlier this year. Now it's a scandal.
We are here to express our outrage about WASA's astounding negligence.
Shame.
So today, we declare a health emergency.
That's right.
A health emergency.
Even if you don't live in Washington, D.C., this issue could affect you, because other cities have toxic lead in their drinking water, too, like Seattle, Boston, Newark. Critics say the main problem isn't that officials have broken the law. They say the problem is the law is so weak that officials don't have to do all that much to obey it. Representative Henry Waxman has spent years on a congressional committee that investigates other branches of government. He's a Democrat. And he says if Washingtonians want to blame anybody, then they should go back to 1991 and start by pointing fingers at the water industry and at the first President Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush was in the White House then.
In 1991, I predicted that what we were doing was taking a step backwards rather than forwards to protect the public health from exposure to lead.
Consider this history. By the 1980s, studies showed that tiny doses of lead can lower children's IQs and cause behavioral problems. Lead paint was the biggest threat, but a lot of cities, including Washington, used lead pipes when they built their water systems, and it turned out that the poison was leaching into the water. So government leaders said they'd crack down on the problem. It made big news in 1988.
The Environmental Protection Agency today moved to reduce the level of lead in our drinking water.
Executives in the water industry protested. They said EPA's proposal would be burdensome, maybe unlawful. They warned that the new rules, quote, will cause economic and public relations problems, unquote, for water companies across the country. When the Bush administration put out the final wording of its rule in 1991, Waxman and other critics denounced it.
The Environmental Protection Agency was trying to present to the public a face that they were doing something to lower the lead levels in water, but they are under a lot of pressure from the industry, the water companies, and so the EPA accommodated them with loopholes.
EPA's rule basically tells cities, listen, your drinking water can't have more than a certain amount of lead. It's called the action level. But as long as 90% of the houses tested meet that action level, then no problem. In other words, 10% of all the houses in your city can have way more lead in their drinking water than the action level allows. But the city doesn't have to do anything about it. And that's not all. The rule says that if more than 10% of the houses keep flunking the test, then the water company has at least 15 years to fix the problem. Some scientists say here's what upsets them most. They say even if a city gets all its houses below EPA's action level, which is 15 parts per billion, it has not solved the public health problem. Richard Moss runs one of the leading research centers that studies lead in drinking water at the University of North Carolina. As Moss says, EPA didn't set the action level at the point where lead can't hurt people. It was a compromise with the water industry.
The 15 part per billion action level is not a health-based standard, and EPA and the water industry know it's not a health-based standard, and yet they have let that misconception become more and more widespread. you could have tens of thousands of children being lead poisoned from lead in drinking water in a city that has not exceeded the lead levels.
It's hard to get officials at EPA to respond to these charges in detail because the people who run the agency today were not the ones who put out the lead rule back in 1991. Still, John Capocazza defends the policy. He runs EPA's water program in the Washington region. He says in most cities, the lead rule has made drinking water safer.
EPA solicited input from all sectors of the community, the general public, the water utilities themselves, and many others, and this rule was promulgated as the best fit to meet those needs.
Did the water industry get EPA to retreat from putting out a tougher rule?
I really can't speak to that.
There's one more big loophole in EPA's lead rule. To explain this, the number two man at Washington's water company unrolls a map of the city on his conference table. Mike Marcotte points to all the neighborhoods that are sprinkled with colored dots.
Blue and red dots are ones where we found levels exceeding the EPA action level of 15 parts per billion, in some cases up into the hundreds of parts per billion under the samples we took.
Suppose you live in one of those houses with the blue and red dots. The law does not require the water company to warn you that your water is contaminated. Instead, the law just requires them to send out general notices, such as, quote, "Some homes in this community have elevated lead levels in their drinking water. Lead can pose a significant risk to your health. Please read the enclosed notice for further information." Then the water company is required to list some local laboratories that could test your water, if you want, but you have to mail in your own samples and pay for the tests yourself. In any case, Mike Marcotte says that Washington's water company did send out these sorts of notices.
We disclosed that information to EPA. We called the health department immediately and began a public information program that we believe fully complied with all of the EPA requirements.
He says he's not sure why so many people in the city say they never saw or heard the warnings. He says maybe it's because they lead busy lives and they're preoccupied. Of course, it probably didn't help that the title of one of the water company's pamphlets stated, "Your drinking water is safe." And then you had to turn to page 6 to read the statement that the water in lots of houses is contaminated. Do you think those two statements are compatible?
Well, I think they are in the context of the regulations that EPA has put out.
Can you say your drinking water is safe when half your samples were above the government's action level?
Well, I think that's an interesting question that gets to the heart of the regulation of drinking water in America. I guess if you want to get really deeply into the question of whether any product is absolutely safe, it's probably a sweeping statement that might be best avoided.
Today, officials in Washington are scrambling to blame each other for the lead flap. The EPA charges that the water company broke the law by not warning people more clearly. Officials at the water company say, well, that's interesting. EPA knew about the lead problem, yet the agency praised the water company last year for providing, quote, "the highest quality water possible," unquote, to the nation's capital. And EPA's own inspector general released an embarrassing report last month. It suggested that EPA officials have been so lax in keeping tabs on drinking water across the country that they don't really know which cities have dangerous pollution problems. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Tomorrow, a report on the effect of old lead pipes on drinking water systems.